the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira wa la li qabaihi satira wa la li shay'in min 'amali al-qabih bil hasan mubaddilan ghayrak la ilaha illa ant subhanaka wa bihamdik zalamtu nafsi zalamtu. Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing the part where Imam alayhi salam says, La ilaha illa ant subhanaka wa bihamdik. There is no deity but you. Glory be to you. Yours is the praise. We said that this phrase, there is no deity but you, is termed tahleel. The glory be to you is labeled tasbih. And praise be to you is called tahmid. We also concluded that the one servant who sincerely utters tahleel and practically denies any other deity except Almighty Allah will obey him, and he is preparing the cost of paradise by believing in this La ilaha illallah. In this program, let us refer to one important tradition cited in authentic tradition book about how the Almighty Allah will save the ones who believed in La ilaha illallah in hereafter. The Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said to Gabriel, the angel of revelation, who is the nearest to Allah, "Describe the inferno for me." Gabriel described its residents and positions one by one till the first position, and then he kept silent. The Prophet ﷺ asked Gabriel, "Who are the residents of the hell's first position?" He answered, "The chastisement of them is easier than that of other positions' residents, who are the sinners from your nation." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Will anyone from my nation go to hell?" The nearest angel said, "Only those who have committed major sins without repenting." Until this part, dear listeners, you have understood that even Almighty Allah forgives the ones who have committed major sins on condition they have repented. Let's move on with the tradition. The Prophet ﷺ began crying when he heard this and continued to do so for 3 complete days. In this situation, Hazrat Zahra alayha salam came to visit him on the 4th day, who found him laying his face on the ground. He had so many tears, and the soil under his face had turned to mud. She asked him the reason. The Prophet ﷺ replied, "Because the trustee angel has informed me that the first floor of Inferno is resided by the sinners from my nation." Hazrat Fatima alayha salam said, "Did you ask Gabriel how the sinners would be taken to the hell?" Her honorable father said, "Yes. He said that the sinner men and women will be held by their hair and taken to hell. Then as they would approach the hell and see its agent, they would cry out and ask him to let them cry for their misery. When the agent of hell allows them to do so, they weep until their eyes are drained from their tears and they will shed blood instead. The agent would say, you should have cried in such a manner in the world, for the tears of today don't count.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul, I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. That God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of Dua.
Afterwards, the agent of Inferno takes them to the hell. The sinners would cry, La ilaha illallah. So the fire withdraws from them, saying, how can I cover these sinners when they have confessed to Allah's unity? The agent orders the fire to cover them, but the Almighty Allah addresses, do not burn their faces, since they have prostrated to worship me, and do not burn their hearts, because they have borne thirst in Ramadan. So they would remain in Inferno as long as Allah wills. Then Gabriel is asked of the Muslim sinner's state. The agent of hell shows them to Gabriel. They would observe Gabriel in a pleasant way and would ask his identity. They are answered, he is the angel who brought Muhammad sallallahu revelations in the world. Hearing the Prophet's name, the captives of hell would cry, greet the Prophet sallallahu for us and tell him that the Muslim sinners are in the hell. Gabriel would deliver their message to the Prophet Muhammad, who then would prostrate to Allah and ask him to forgive those sinners for his sake. The Prophet ﷺ would be replied, I forgave them for your sake. So the Prophet would remove them from hell while they resemble firewood. Then he would take them into Ayn al-Hayat to drink from its water and to wash their inner and apparent impurities. On their foreheads, this phrase is depicted, liberated from the fire by the compassionate. When they are brought to paradise, its residents are informed that these are liberated from the hell. The interesting part is that when these liberated ones would say, O Allah, You had mercy on us. You brought us in paradise. Now remove the signs from our foreheads. The Almighty Allah would accept their requests and He will remove their foreheads signs. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be